Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I am still in beautiful Ashland, Hanover County. Nicest place on God's green earth. I'm telling you right now, could not think of a better place to be. My friend John Reed, though, has been updating us every afternoon on his adventures out west. And he has, I believe now, checked off state number 50 for his visitation. And I just wanted to chat with him for a couple of moments, really get up to speed here. John, thanks for calling in.
Hey, it was a great morning. At noon my time here in North Dakota, I crossed the line from Montana to North Dakota, so 2 o'clock Richmond time. And I feel like, I don't know, I've accomplished something. All 50 states. That's kind of cool, right?
It's very, very cool. So what is there in North Dakota? Have you discovered something that everybody needs to see?
I don't know much about North Dakota, but I did a little research before I started the trip, and I found Medora, North Dakota, which is adjacent to, it's almost, I don't want to overstate it, it's like a little Colonial Williamsburg Western town, rebuilt Western town. And I'm sitting in front of the Little Missouri Saloon. Yesterday I was in front of a casino in Billings. Today I'm at the saloon. You're going to get the wrong impression about me, but it's I just had lunch in there. It's really kind of neat. And it's almost Disney-esque on the inside with cowboy hats and dollar bills hanging on the inside and place for a band to play, I guess, in the evenings. So I'm going to spend the night here because it's adjacent to Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And I just did a hike through the park to get to the cabin, the Maltese Cross cabin that Roosevelt lived in during the 3 or 4 years he ran his ranch out here. And it's filled with his guns and the desk he used and some of his personal items. It really... I like that kind of stuff. I think it's kind of interesting to see the items that were used by the people of the era. Sure. And the cabin's been recreated on the 100th anniversary of the Lewis and Clark expedition. They took this cabin and took it on tour to try to promote North Dakota. And, Teddy Roosevelt was so popular that hundreds of thousands of Americans did the, it probably takes 60 seconds to walk through it, but did the walk through to see the cabin. So I think this is a cute little town, and there's a lot of Western heritage here, and it's recreated, and some of the original items are still in this place. It's really, really kind of fun.
And so they're not doing stupid things like, tearing statues down or removing artifacts or outlawing the phrase Lewis and Clark, nothing like that.
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. And their statue, they love Teddy Roosevelt here. And, I think Teddy Roosevelt was a very unique and interesting person, minimally. I think you could call him a great president, tackling some of the issues that he tackled. I mean, of course, they're debatable issues that he had to deal with. And I've got a lot of Republican friends who don't love Teddy Roosevelt.
Right.
I just find him to be a really interesting character. But they embrace their heritage here. They embrace him. I mean, I'm sure you could make an argument that this Western movement of Easterners coming to the West decimated the Native Americans, the American Indians.
Sure.
And if you wanted to be a bitter, nasty, horrible person, you could try to destroy every opportunity for the people who are making money in this community today off of that heritage. And you could try to erase that heritage. I'm thankful that for the moment, these people are wise enough to say, hey, let's study this. Let's understand this. We went into space yesterday. We're going to have space tourism. Maybe this can inform us as we make decisions about how we're going to enter into new universes. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems to me it's worthy of study. And it sure is interesting even if you're just a casual tourist historian,
right.
I think it's really interesting to see.
Absolutely. Now, I've got to ask a personal question that follows up on your program this morning. Now, you know, I listen every day starting at 6,
yeah.
and we're normally going back and forth. So this morning, I am listening to former governor, former senator George Allen, who I love listening to. I just have a lot of respect for him. And one of these days, I'm going to have to show you a letter that I have from Senator Allen when he was... Did he officially launch his presidential campaign? Was that ever officially?
Never officially launched.
Okay.
It had been discussed, but it didn't happen, much to my dismay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that it was alluding to the presidency, and I have a letter from him that I discovered. As you know, I've spent the last 87 years clearing out old boxes that the world's dumbest and least competent movers have broken and destroyed, but I found the letter. And so I'm going to have to share that with you. But this morning, the good Senator Allen said, John, they're not dude ranches. They're just ranches. And was he right?
Yeah, I'm not going to second guess him on this stuff. This is what he did to me. Listen, I worked for the man for 3 years, and I was communications director in the Senate. And I think I'm pretty well versed about Virginia. Oh, no. He is. I have to give him credit. He is much better versed about Virginia than I am. He can name every little county seat in Virginia. He can, if you took a blank map of Virginia, I bet you that guy could sit down and write county by county, city by city, every name, and get it 100% right. I'm almost certain he could do that. That's how much he loves Virginia and studied Virginia. But the ranch thing, I thought calling it a dude ranch was fine, right?
Yeah.
What's the problem? I've always heard, oh no, now, this is a huge insult for someone like him who considers himself to be a real cowboy. A dude ranch is some sort of, you know, like me on a tourist trip.
Right. It's like Westworld.
Riding horses.
Yeah.
I spend a day riding horses, get a picture for Facebook, and suddenly I'm a cowboy, right?
That's right.
Real cowboy who spent 8 months out there punching cattle, he's offended by that. It's so funny that happened on the air today, because you got in that little interview a snippet of what my life was like the entire time I worked for him, because I would think, oh, I'm doing this right. And then suddenly, in George Allen world, and I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way at all, I'm really not, but he has his way that he wants things done, that he's, you know, that he sees it. So to call it a dude ranch was like a slap in the face, man. He politely corrected me on air today, but I had to laugh. My press secretary, when we worked in the Senate, was listening to the interview, and he texted me and said, oh, here we go. He's a great guy. One of Virginia's great governors. I'm so thankful he's, you know, willing to come on the show. And this, I thought this really illustrated a unique aspect of what made him the person that he was. He's a tough guy.
Yep.
He is not up for a bunch of whining and crying and lamenting the past. He's all about the future. He didn't want to hear a lot of allegations about things from 100 years ago. It's all about pushing Virginia forward. And I tell you what, when I was talking to him and then when I talked to that governor of Montana this morning, man, that attitude from pro-business, no-nonsense governance. Virginia would be in a lot better place if that was the attitude at the governor's mansion and in the Capitol now compared to what we've got. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true.
Well, no, you don't have to be sorry to say it. It's absolutely true. I thought at the end of the conversation with the governor of Montana, you might have already been, you know, like a lottery winner. You might already be the lieutenant governor of Montana, the way that that went down. But, you know, the whole dude ranch thing.
He said all the right stuff, didn't he?
He did.
I mean, he was talking about liability protection for businesses, letting individuals make their own decisions about the mask. I mean, I concede that Montana and North Dakota, population-wise and density-wise, it's a different situation than an urban area in Richmond or in Northern Virginia, Alexandria, Arlington. I concede that. But come on, it's a fundamental way that you view a free people and their rights and how they interact with each other. And it's a hands-off attitude that I think we would be wise to get back to.
I think we might have a chance with Glenn Youngkin, but we'll talk about that. All right, look, John, I've never said this before to anybody. Enjoy North Dakota. And I'd love to have you check in tomorrow, because I don't know if you realize it, you got to get your rear end in gear. You got to get back to Denver in time to get back here. And it's going to be comical, because I can just envision like one of those TV maps where the car goes really fast across the map in a sitcom, because I think that's how the Reedmobile is going to have to do this.
I got some miles between where I am today and the airport in Denver when my flight leaves this weekend. Tonight, real quick, tonight I'm going to, this is one reason I chose to come to Medora, the Medora Musical. They have an outdoor musical for like 500 people. And when it first started 50 years ago, no kidding, it was called Old Four Eyes. Not Old Blue Eye, Old Four Eyes. Telling the story of Teddy Roosevelt. This is either going to be the cheesiest, dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life, or I'm hopeful that it's kind of cool and I enjoy it, and it's, you know, have a drink, watch the show. It'd be kind of interesting. Who would have thought they would do a musical in North Dakota about Teddy Roosevelt? But when I heard that, I had to stay tonight. You know,
of course, you had no choice, John. Please, I mean, the cards had been turned. Your script had already been written. Well, John, listen, I'm looking forward to hearing the review tomorrow morning at 6. Get some sleep at some point, and thanks again for making time for us in the afternoon.
Thank you, Jeff. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. That is our friend John Reed. You want to hear how the musical in North Dakota goes? Make sure you're listening to John first thing tomorrow morning. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.